Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. A gift.
Well, how about a book?
No, I want to get her something special, because she was kind to me once when I had some problems, and I want her to know how much I appreciated it. The only thing is, I haven't known her very long. She's just a colleague. I couldn't really call her a friend, so I'm not sure what her tastes are.
How much are you willing to spend?
Oh, I don't know. I could stretch to 50 euros, maybe.
What about perfume? Or a bunch of flowers?
They're a little bit intimate, don't you think? No, I was thinking maybe something she could keep, but with a practical value.
Well, how about a pen? Everyone likes a pen. It's a nice collection over there. What about that indigo one there?
Oh, that's a smashing colour. But I'm not that taken with the design. It's a bit too chunky. Perhaps something a little more elegant.
How about that pale blue pen there?
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. I wouldn't mind one of those myself. How much is it?
Let me see. It says 43 euros, which seems reasonable enough.
I'll take it. Now, I wonder if they'll gift wrap it for me.
Well, how about a book?
No, I want to get her something special, because she was kind to me once when I had some problems, and I want her to know how much I appreciated it. The only thing is, I haven't known her very long. She's just a colleague. I couldn't really call her a friend, so I'm not sure what her tastes are.
How much are you willing to spend?
Oh, I don't know. I could stretch to 50 euros, maybe.
What about perfume? Or a bunch of flowers?
They're a little bit intimate, don't you think? No, I was thinking maybe something she could keep, but with a practical value.
Well, how about a pen? Everyone likes a pen. It's a nice collection over there. What about that indigo one there?
Oh, that's a smashing colour. But I'm not that taken with the design. It's a bit too chunky. Perhaps something a little more elegant.
How about that pale blue pen there?
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. I wouldn't mind one of those myself. How much is it?
Let me see. It says 43 euros, which seems reasonable enough.
I'll take it. Now, I wonder if they'll gift wrap it for me.
Travelling around.
Hi, my name is Mike. Mike Dawes.
Samantha Reynolds. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Where are you from, Samantha?
From New Zealand. I was actually born in Singapore, while my parents were on their way back to New Zealand. I spent half my childhood travelling around Africa, though. Then I went to university in London, and I haven't been back home since. I just love Europe. And you?
I'm from Liverpool, home of the Beatles. Have you been there?
I spent a weekend there once. It's really nice. So what are you doing in Turkey? Backpacking?
Yes, it's my first time. It's really great here and the people are really pleasant. Can't say I like the heat, though. Glad they've got air conditioning in here. Are you a tourist here too?
Not exactly. I will start teaching English in September. I just thought I'd spend a couple of weeks touring the country beforehand.
Teaching English? Sounds interesting.
Well, I don't think I'll want to do it for the rest of my life. But it'll be fun to spend a year or two here, and maybe I can learn a bit of Turkish.
So where are you heading for now?
To Cappadocia.
Amazing, that's where I'm going.
Really? Anyway, you should finish your drink, as I think the driver is calling us.
Oh, I haven't paid yet.
You'd better hurry up.
Hi, my name is Mike. Mike Dawes.
Samantha Reynolds. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Where are you from, Samantha?
From New Zealand. I was actually born in Singapore, while my parents were on their way back to New Zealand. I spent half my childhood travelling around Africa, though. Then I went to university in London, and I haven't been back home since. I just love Europe. And you?
I'm from Liverpool, home of the Beatles. Have you been there?
I spent a weekend there once. It's really nice. So what are you doing in Turkey? Backpacking?
Yes, it's my first time. It's really great here and the people are really pleasant. Can't say I like the heat, though. Glad they've got air conditioning in here. Are you a tourist here too?
Not exactly. I will start teaching English in September. I just thought I'd spend a couple of weeks touring the country beforehand.
Teaching English? Sounds interesting.
Well, I don't think I'll want to do it for the rest of my life, but it'll be fun to spend a year or two here, and maybe I can learn a bit of Turkish.
So where are you heading for now?
To Cappadocia.
Amazing, that's where I'm going.
Really? Anyway, you should finish your drink, as I think the driver is calling us.
Oh, I haven't paid yet.
You'd better hurry up.
Evening plans.
So, what do you fancy doing tonight?
I don't mind, but I'd rather not stay in.
Okay. How about a movie? What's on at the local?
Let's have a look. At Cinema One, there's one called The Visiting.
You won't like it. It's that film about poltergeists.
Not another horror film. That's all they seem to show these days.
What's on at Cinema Two?
Ah, it's Run for Your Wife. What's that about?
It's that new comedy with Jim Carrey. It's probably good.
At 8:15. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock. I don't think we'll make it.
No, I haven't even had a shower. And I don't want to rush.
Forget it then.
I guess we can go to the horror film if you want.
And have you awake half the night, terrified? I know. Why don't we just pop down the pub for a couple of beers?
Well, that's not the most exciting proposition I've ever had.
I promise I'll make it up to you tomorrow night. We can go to your favourite club.
All right, then. But I'm keeping you to your word. Let me just have a quick shower.
So, what do you fancy doing tonight?
I don't mind, but I'd rather not stay in.
Okay. How about a movie? What's on at the local?
Let's have a look. At Cinema One, there's one called The Visiting.
You won't like it. It's that film about poltergeists.
Not another horror film. That's all they seem to show these days.
What's on at Cinema 2?
Ah, it's Run for Your Wife. What's that about?
It's that new comedy with Jim Carrey. It's probably good.
At 8:15. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock. I don't think we'll make it.
No, I haven't even had a shower. And I don't want to rush.
Forget it then.
I guess we can go to the horror film if you want.
And have you awake half the night, terrified? I know. Why don't we just pop down the pub for a couple of beers?
Well, that's not the most exciting proposition I've ever had.
I promise I'll make it up to you tomorrow night. We can go to your favourite club.
All right, then. But I'm keeping you to your word. Let me just have a quick shower.